All right. Welcome to the pre-show for this Friday. I was just making some notes here, just doing some things. I'm sure I was doing here. I'm putting together our Classic Friday. This is Classic Friday. And as I mentioned, and I keep looking at this goddamn screen. If you guys, you BSPs, notice anything peculiar about this goddamn camera angle in terms of the color or something, please do let me know. Because it looks really fucked up to me. I mean, this looks fine. I mean, as fine as it can look. But this looks jacked up. It looks like it's fucking, like there's not enough light or something. I don't know what that is, man. What the fuck is that, man? I got a window open. Not open, but there's... Why does that look fucked? Anyway, I should go back and look at the video from yesterday. So anyway, what we're doing, y'all, is I'm going to pull a couple of shows, if you'll pardon the expression, pull from both opposite ends of our national syndication effort from really the good one, which was the Clear Channel one back in 99 through 2006. And before we were, you know, before I made the blunder of a lifetime and went into, I don't know what I did. I signed an agreement with this company in Medford, fucking Oregon, Talk Radio Network. And that was the end of our radio show. That was, if ever a guy put the nail in the coffin of a fucking radio show, I'm the guy that did it. You know, I should have just fucking stayed retired. That's the God's honest truth. I would have fucking been so much better off. But hey, you know, you live, you learn, man. There's one, it's one thing to live. It's another thing not to learn from the living. So that's where that's at. Anyway, the reason why I bring all that up is this is going to be, we're going to be bookending some things here. Now, what the fuck did I want to do? I wanted to, yeah? Okay, cool. All right, cool. I don't know. I had some thought that there was something I thought I would do, but I guess I've decided I'm not going to do it. And we also have three sponsors for tonight: DraftKings, Uber, and the LA Podfest. I want to remind you guys that I'm going to be at the LA Podcast Festival this year, which takes place September 18th. If you can't make it to the LA area, catch the show online. You can stream it online. Okay, good. Feel free to incorporate any relevant news, your experience at DraftKings.com throughout your reads, certainly. Hey, guys, you like making money? I'm going to have to take another ride with Uber to... Uber is a pre-roll. DraftKings is a mid-roll. LA Podfest is a mid-roll. I used to love her. Yeah, okay, now I know what I was going to do. Now she's here and there, every man in town, still trying to take me for that same old clown. Used to love her. Used to love her. Yeah, so I'm going to do one. That's going to take this one, man. Dude, bam, beam, beam, bomb, beam, bomb, beam. Cool. All right. Anyway, won't be a very long pre-show today. I'd love to be able to tell you what else do we want to talk about here. Just, you know, it's really interesting, man. I was looking back on my life over the last 3 or 4 years now. Four fucking years. The reason why I'm looking back on these 4 years, coming up on 4 years in the spring, it was in the spring of 2012 that I decided I had to do something about my weight. It was in the spring of 2012 that I had done three episodes of New Girl. And I don't even want to see that motherfucker because I have not watched that episode and I never will because I was so fucking overweight. I don't even want to look at myself in that fucking thing. In fact, I don't watch anything that I do on television at all. I don't. And I'm not saying that to make you think I'm cool or some shit. I just don't. I don't watch it. It isn't that I think it's shitty. It isn't that I think it's great. It isn't anything other than the fact that I already did it. And I don't want to see it. I just already did it, you know, and I'm not going to fucking watch it. Because if you start watching, it's like listening to an air check. You know, it was only within the last, 20 years or so, and I've been in radio 40 years, that I was able to listen to air checks and go, oh, you know what? That's pretty good. I used to listen to air checks and just, I couldn't stand listening to that shit. But in the last, since 1990, 25 years, I've been able to listen to air checks. And it's only really since I started doing this particular show, starting in, when would you say we started doing this? Around 2013, 2012, maybe? That I have listened to the show and consistently enjoyed the show. Consistently thought it was a good show. You know, it's one thing to sort of listen to best ofs where you're going to get, you know, maybe the best. But it's another thing to listen to a show every day and go, you know, I'm really proud of this. I think this is funny. This is funny. This is funny. I got to a point there where I wasn't, you know, even back at Clear Channel and when I was doing the national show. And again, I find it really funny that people have a tendency to remember what they call the classic show very fondly, and yet that show had struggled to get commercial support, struggled to get affiliates, struggled to get listeners. So I don't know. See, to me, that's not greatness. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. I don't care, because I did it. You know, I lived it. I created it. And greatness is not a show that's struggling to be heard, you know. Now, you know, whose fault is that? I don't want to assign blame. It's mine. It's mine, you know. I had this show, a real fancy fucking show that everybody thought was so, you know, certain people thought was so great. But at the same time, I was in this life and death struggle with these clowns at Clear Channel and Premiere to try to get this motherfucker on radio stations. I had conversations with people in that company who didn't give a fuck. You know, they wanted to just jam their goddamn Laura Ingraham and their motherfucking, whatever right-wing piece of shit they were pushing that week. They had to get that shit on the air. That was the shit that was the easy sell. That was the turnkey stuff. You could sit on your fucking ass and finger your dick all day long and just wait for the fucking ad dollars to come in. And they can't tell me any different. They're going to tell me how hard it was to syndicate those motherfucking shows. The stations wanted them. I'm not even going to the place of, were they getting listeners? Who fucking knows? I know that in those days, Rush was getting listeners. Okay. Laura, maybe. You know, I can tell you that this guy up here in Medford, the guy that I used to have a business arrangement with, this motherfucker couldn't shut up about Laura, and it wasn't all good. I'll tell you that right now. Because he discovered her. But actually, it was Westwood One that discovered her, and it was this jackass that had all of the, you know, the connections with every right-wing motherfucking radio station in the world. But the point that I'm making is this. It's easy to put that right-wing shit on the air in the mid-2000s. You know, from 2000, 2010, whatever, that right-wing goddamn shit was selling like hotcakes, you know, and it was a struggle to get any kind of a stylized kind of theatrical or comic presentation on the air in places anywhere other than Morning Drive, and especially not on a talk station. Talk station's a fucking talk station. Since when have I ever done a talk show? I don't do a fucking talk show. I do a comedy show, and I always did. And the biggest mistake I made was after 9/11, being influenced by all of that was going on around me, and I decided that I needed to address that. And so I, you know, let that side of me take control of the show in certain hours. And so the show became this, you know, this show that was a half commentary, half comedy, and it didn't satisfy anybody, really. I mean, we had moments, but if I had it to do over again, I would never have done what I did, which was to go political. Never. It was a big mistake. But it was the result of my show being placed on these talk stations where everybody was talking about that shit. And what are they going to do? Give Phil Henry 2 weeks off? Those motherfuckers don't think that way. They don't think of talk radio in terms of comedy. They think of talk radio in terms of maybe it's controversial. What I think now is that what my show needed was a different format, an entertainment talk format, a format where there was they were specializing in what we used to say in Miami was entertainment talk, where we had Neil and me, and it was basically 24 hours of comedy with, you know, some angry guy shit thrown in there when they, you know, when it moved us, you know. When shit was really pissed, like the Dolphins. The biggest, most pissed off we got in Miami is the Dolphins suck. If you call that, that's not hard news. That's just a bunch of football fans getting pissed off. So that was where our show probably belonged, you know. But, you know, that's a long time ago. And why did I start talking about this? I had a reason for talking about this. I can't even fucking remember what it was now. Oh, I was talking about the classic shows, yeah. This is a classic Friday, so we're going to go back to these classic shows. And we'll listen to selected half hours of them. And again, I want you guys as BSPs to know something that's extremely important to me, is that we very, very much try to protect your investment in our show. The reason why we're doing these classic Fridays is to attract more subscribers. It will not be going on forever. This could very well be the last week of it. You know, I've got a little bit of a disagreement within the company here as to why we're, you know, I can tell you, I don't think Alex is all that crazy about this. And I don't blame him necessarily, but it is one of a multi-pronged effort at gaining new business for the website. And I don't think you can, like I said, you know, on the air, I don't think you just tell people to take your word for it. Hey, this is great stuff. You know, give them a taste of it and see if they don't want to listen to it. So, you know, it could very well be, like I said, this could very well be the very, very last of the Classic Fridays. The other thing we're going to do is go to London in the end of December. And we're going to, this is going to be a remote that I am going to make goddamn sure is as technically on top of matters as is humanly possible. Now, we've done enough of these, and now it's time to, you know, do this thing, because going to Europe could be really cool. And doing a podcast from these kinds of places, whether or not it's live is not the point. The fact is that we're there, I'm talking to you, and we have an opportunity to see some things, do some things, experience some shit, you know, that we haven't experienced before. All right, so what are we going to do on the... Now, what is this, man? December of 99? There's all kinds of shit in 99. But, there's Steve Bozell. Where is this goddamn Bozell? Yeah. Because I used to love her. Wait a minute, man. What's that? Oh, yeah, here it is. Are we doing Bozell or are we doing Chris Norton? I forget now. Bobby Dooley Jones, but she was involved in a hair pulling. That's it. Okay, this is the one. It's December 29th of 99. Bobby Dooley went to Bottled Water and Y2K. Bobby Dooley went to the... market to get ready for Y2K. Well, there were like 3 fucking days left before Y2K when this thing was on the air. And let me see, man. Because I used to love her. She would ease my aching head. Now she's here and there. That every man in town Still trying to take me for that same old clown. All right, so for those of you who may be new to our website, you certainly can see here, there was a time, I should say, new to our website, relatively new to our website, if you've just got a subscription, for instance, there was a time when we had all the shows, and we still do have some of the shows that are a one-piece download. Then we had people asking if they could download per hour. And, of course, as soon as we began to set that up, and here you can see you can download the hours, you stream the hours, then we had people say, why'd you do that? We want to have that, you know. So it's part and parcel of trying to stay on top of what it is the consumer likes. But you ask me, that's just my own personal opinion. If you ask me, I like the individual hours that one can download. I think that that's a winner, baby. That is a fucking winner. You know. All right. So what we'll do here is we'll start the stream there. I don't think I'll do that.
Show.com, and that's the official website of the Phil Henry Show.
Listen how young I sound there.
Crap that you can look at there as well. Truly is, and if you knew Show.com, and that's the official website of the Phil Henry Show, and there's a lot of other. It's Parent Teachers Organization. Mrs. Stephen Dooley, she was involved in what?
Wow.
As well. We have a news story here. There was sold it for a very, very, I hate to use the word worthy cause, but it truly is, and if you knew the people over at My Friend's Place, as we've gotten to know them over the last couple of years, you'd really appreciate the stuff they're doing. So, thank you very much. If you'd like to order the CD online, again, it's philhenryshow.com, and that's the official website of the Phil Henry Show, and there's a lot of other interesting crap that you can look at there as well.
All right, there. We're queued up. All right, man. Because I used to love her. Whoa, I used to love her. God damn it. I got to get my shit together. And we also have Lion's Lion coming up today, so Don't trouble your pretty little heads about jack shit. Lion's Lion is coming up as well. Tyler Perry's Loving You Is Wrong. I Don't Want to Be White. Because I used to love her. I'm just joking.
I'm just joking.
Don't forget, tonight is BSP, you know, chat. It's the only live thing we do anymore here. We do a live BSP chat with you. And we've been thinking about, you know what? I got to get Skype set up so you cats can, you know, so we can just, like, that would be bitching. All right, man. I think we're about ready because I don't have a whole holy hell of a lot more, Jim, to do here, you know. Let's see what we got here.
Because I used to love her.
I think I'm going to... do that. And then I'm going to be going to... this. Where is it? Where's the goddamn... There it is. All right, let me check this out, man. See if it don't come out the same, man. All right, this has been the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let me get over to my thing, and over to my thing, and over to my thing. You dig? All right, are you guys going to be coming to the PodFest? I hope so. Hope to see you. If not, get yourself a backstage pass. Get yourself a ticket to the PodFest. You go to LAPodFest.com, and you use the secret code, which is Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E, Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E. We'll see you there. All right, here we go. Hi, guys. Before we get to the festivities, I want to remind you that driving with Uber, bleh, 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 let me try it again.